Ready, Fire, Aim, $0 to $100 million in no time flat, part one of the book. That's what we're going to be covering here today. Stick around, I'll be right back. Hey, peeps, please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. All right, so now that that's out of the way, let's get into this. What is going on, crypto family? So today we're going to be covering a multi-part series to review a unique book that covers the things that are kind of needed to build large businesses. So whether you're thinking about starting a new business or growing an existing one, Ready, Fire, Aim covers what is required to succeed according to the author. So in this book, the self-made multimillionaire and best-selling author, Mr. Masterson, he shares his knowledge that he gained from creating and expanding numerous different businesses. He also outlines a focused strategy for guiding a small business through the four stages of the entrepreneurial growth. Along the way, Masterson touches on the different skills needed in order to excel. As always, we'll be going over the book in our signature quick and dirty style. So without further ado, let's jump into it. In the book, Ready, Fire, Aim, when it comes to building a business, the basic philosophy is to begin when you are ready and excited. Don't waste time trying to perfect something. Just launch it and keep learning as you go, so to speak. So many people want to learn everything about a business before they start. It's so easy to get stuck in the learning phase and wait for the perfect time to start a business. But as Mr. Masterson suggests, just launch it and kind of learn as you go. It's the good thing about starting a business is that you'll be solving problems and learning things that you actually need to move you forward. Let's move into what he refers to as stage one. This is the $0 to $1 million in revenue stage. The business size is actually around 1 to 7 people. The idea here is to get from the idea stage, I guess, so to speak, to the cash flow stage, so to speak. He uses a great analogy. This stage of business is like a train sitting at the station. Starting your business is like moving a stop train, so to speak. It takes a lot of energy to get it moving. Now, once it's running, it takes a lot less energy to keep it running. To keep the train analogy, you move the train by getting sales, which is your fuel to create revenue, which is the stream that powers the engine. According to Masterson, one of the deadliest things at this stage is not being able to bring in new customers. The challenge is making profitable sales repeatedly. He states that you have to get to the minimum critical mass of qualified customers, or what he calls CMQC. This is the number of loyal customers you need to be able to sell to in the future. Once you have this, you become more stable because every new product that you release will have some sales from your current customers. It's a good idea to start identifying a specific number of customers you feel you're going to need to hit this critical mass. At this stage of business, selling is the number one thing. As an entrepreneur, sales are the focus. Without sales, there's no business. Money is the lifeblood of your business. He states that there is a direct relationship between the success of the business and the percentage of time, capital, and effort spent on marketing and selling. He uses the good old 80-20 rule when it comes to sales. We actually did a video not too long ago on the 80-20 rule. To check it out, there's going to be a link right here at the end of the video. But anyways, he encourages that people spend about 80% of their time on selling and marketing and 20% on everything else. If you have a business or have had a business, you know that everything else is a lot of stuff. So that shows the importance of selling. He also encourages businesses to stop tweaking their products and focus on sales. During this stage, many people want to tweak their products to make them better and better. This begs the question, how do you know it's better if no one's purchased it yet, right? How do you know that it's better if the customer doesn't even tell you what he wants yet? Getting sales and feedback from your customers are going to give you information very quickly so you know how to improve your product or what you can do to improve your process or your service. During this stage, your priorities are to get the product ready enough to sell. Don't worry about making it perfect in every little way. Sell it, and if it sells, make it better with reviews and feedback from your customers. To get these sales, focus on one optimum selling strategy, or it's called the OSS. He encourages that you become a one-trick pony. I know, one-trick pony, right? So figure out how to sell that one product to the market and focus on selling that lead product to the market. And if you're an entrepreneur, I'm sure you'll know how easy it is to get pulled in 100 different directions and want to do a lot of different things. But at this stage, he's encouraging you to be more laser-focused. If you just try a little of this and a little bit of that, then guess what? You don't don't master anything. When deciding on which one to choose, remember that it may depend on your market. When working on your OSS, be sure to have something distinct from your competition. This is usually referred to as your unique selling proposition or your USP. There are four components to the OSS. First, you have to figure out where your customers are located. Where are your competitors? Even if you have the right price product and great sales copy, it's not gonna matter if you're pitching to the wrong folks. For example, peeps, you're gonna have a really tough time selling dog toys to somebody that doesn't have a dog. The next component is the product you sell. What do you want to sell to them first? The next component is pricing. How much are the competitors selling similar products for? Masterson also discusses that discounting in this part of the book as well. So for example, you can lead into the market with a heavily discounted product to get customers in the door. And then other products are sold at a slightly higher price by emphasizing value. By getting them in the door, you start to build a relationship with them. They start to see the value that you bring. This can lead to other sales on the back end and increase the customer's lifetime value. He encourages you also as well to use this a little bit on the front end. This will help you maintain your value to customers as well. If you're raising and lowering your main product prices all the time, people may just wait until the next sale, and you could have difficulty selling at full price. The fourth component is your copy or your advertising messaging. How will you persuade your customers to actually buy from you? Similar to the OSS, find one way and stick to it at this stage. Focus on improving. Don't spread your effort. So to summarize, peeps, don't wait years for the perfect time to start a business. Start when you're excited about it. One of the first phases of your business, get laser focused. Launch your product when it is what? Good enough, and make adjustments as you make sales. Get feedback and then get reviews. Next, focus on the 80-20 rule, having 80% of your effort go into selling and 20% the rest, with the goal of hitting your CMQC as fast as possible. Lastly, master your optimum selling strategy or your OSS. Are you thinking about starting a business, maybe a nonprofit? What's stopping you? What ideas do you have? I'd love to hear your thoughts, and also please share what other topics you'd like us to cover in the comments section below. Stay safe, stay sane, God bless you, love you. I'll catch you on the next one. Hey peeps, just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beetle shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beetles and his guests. Robert Beetles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of Trading View Sessions, Crypto Beetles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beetles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. God bless you. Love you. And I'll catch y'all on the next one.